you know, a couple of weeks ago, not last week, but a couple of weeks ago, at this same time, we were discussing with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, the idea of a dysfunctional family, a family where just nothing seems to be clicking and you're headed for a lot of heartache and angst and, you know, perhaps something far worse. Well, there is a flip side to that, thankfully, and that's the functional family. We'll find out more about that now when we visit with him, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Dr. John B., good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Welcome
Dave.
To summer.
How's everything? I hope okay.
It is very good here. Things are going very well. Appreciate you you being here and kind of giving us the flip side to, okay, we went to the dark side first. Now we're going to take it over to the light, and you see a lot of examples, I know, of families that are, and this doesn't mean everything goes perfectly, but there's something about the functional family unit that kind of, it's like a ship in a storm. It carries on.
There's no question. I think, you know, in a functional home, you have people that really care for each other.
Yeah.
They respect each other. It's an emotionally safe environment. It's a place where there's spirituality or a very definite moral code where certain expectations are expected. It's a place where people enjoy each other, enjoy being together, and that there's time together. And one of the things about, about making time experiences for your family is not always having other people around. I've worked with so many people, Dave, when they've taken their children on vacations or they go to a cabin, they always have their children bring someone else. Over the years, they don't really do the bonding. There are things you have to do as a family. You're a team.
Right.
And then you have good discussion time. You have quiet time together. You have an understanding. There's already this desire to understand each other. And you want to have minimal sarcasm. You want to have everybody given the opportunity to grow emotionally. And you want to live, of course, by the golden rule, do unto others, you have them do unto you. So you try to do that with each of you and try to extend that to other people. So when people really develop this family unit, okay, it's something that's more than just a person or a few people together. It really becomes something very, very, you know, critical. In fact, one of the quotes I kind of like is, the American philosopher, actually it was from Spain originally, George Santayana, who says, the family is one of nature's masterpieces. And I think that is good. George Bernard Shaw, the playwright, a happy family is but an earlier heaven. These are things that really say something. Our old paisano, Lee Iacocca, the only rock I know that stays steady, the only institution I know that works is the family. So I really believe, if we come from a dysfunctional environment, we don't really exactly know what one is. We need to start looking around and we start trying to figure out how do these people function? How do they do things together? How do they maintain long-term relationships? And once you have that, you really have the key, because ultimately, family really, really is critical. And I know you have the same feeling I do on that. Like, we're very close with our children and now the grandchildren coming, and it's just it's a wonderful thing. And when I in my office, so often we're working with kids and we're working with people, but there's not a problem in the family, or if it is, it's something being worked on. The sad thing is when you have the other, where there's a lot of hate, distrust, there's demeaning sarcasm. Those we don't need. We need love, we need caring. I do believe when there is a sense of spirituality, people pray together. I think that's a very, very important thing. And if we're in a world of secular humanism where people don't do that, at least where there's a very definite moral code of right and wrong.
And, Doc, you know, this isn't something that you necessarily throw a bunch of money at to solve either. It's, you know, I think of in my own family growing up, family game night was a big thing. And, it, you know, it was playing a board game. Now, that was not considered low tech then. That was considered, but you know what? We still do that now, and it is considered low tech now. Even, and it may only happen on a trip because we're all together and we're at a vacation spot, like you say. There may have been a campfire, and now there's some s'mores, and now there's the game time. But it's a very good way of getting every. And sometimes the kids groan about, oh no, not that game. Oh, can we do this one instead? Fine, doesn't matter. It's just that time you spend together away from devices. And you're right, it is bonding because it's the family only. It's family time.
you grow together. And even the old physicist, Albert Einstein, obviously had a personality. He says, rejoice with your family in the beautiful land of life. And I don't think there's any question, if you have a strong family that you're connected to, boy, you're really feeling strong. You really feel good. And if you don't have it, you want to develop that. You want to find someone you care for, you can have a lifetime with, that you can raise children, kind of do the whole thing. But it takes work, it takes effort, and it's like a gardener. A good family is based on everybody doing gardening, working together, making sure the sun is right, the watering is right, the plants are right, the fertilizer. But if everyone works together, it's worth all of the effort.
And it's such a natural desire to have that, even people who don't, and you know that there are many who don't have a good family structure, maybe it was dysfunctional, maybe it doesn't exist at all, their desire for that, to try to create that either with a friends group or another, it's that desire for family that gets you going in that direction, because it's kind of built into who we are.
Absolutely. I say it twice, because the family, working as a unit, loving, caring, sharing, being emotionally safe environments, a level of privacy, just all the things that make life so much better to live in. It's the harbor in a world of storms and tempests and issues. And if you have that, if you don't have it, you want to work on having it. And if you want it, it's something you have to build for and find someone who's very similar to yourself and start really building it and rushing off into a very happy, sunshine-filled life of teamwork and people working as a team. It's really a wonderful thing on Earth. If we can do it, then it makes life so much more satisfying. And I'm not just somebody ideally just saying this. I really believe this is true. I've seen it, I've felt it, I've experienced it, and I see it in my work. And when I don't see it, I see the dysfunction, the hatred, the anger, the frustration, the low self-esteem. Boy, it really convinces me of how critical it is to work on having that good, loving, caring family structure, critical in this world.
Dr. John Braccio, he's Dr. John B. at drjohnb.com. That's the place to go for the podcast. This one will be there very shortly. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, the functional family. It's to be desired, and hopefully, we hope for all of our listeners, to be attained and nurtured as well. Dr. John B., as always, great to talk to you. Enjoy your summer. Day number one, full day underway.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.
This is 1320 WILS.